Natasha's going to start the recording. We'll call this meeting of the Auto Mall and Retail PID to order. This is a special meeting of the board called for 9:30 a.m. today, previously noticed as required. And just for the record, for the audio portion of the record, if we can just take a quick roll call. I'll start. I'm Matt Entz with Snow, Denson & Reese, District Council. I have here with me Natasha Osmus with our firm. And everybody would like to just call out their names for the record.
Ben Wilhelm from DA Davidson.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Heather McDougald, member of the board.
James Horsley, member of the board.
Larry Myler, board member.
All right, thank you. And seeing as how we have our full board here, we can proceed. First on the agenda, we have our consent items. The only item on this consent portion of the agenda today is to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. And Heather, I'll just note that we did see your email this morning with the one correction. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Natasha has actually already made that correction in the draft. So, with that correction, we would invite the board to make a motion to approve the minutes.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. I don't know if I heard Larry, but I assume that is unanimous. So
I said aye. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Going into the regular agenda or the action item portion of the agenda, item one is to consider approval of resolution 2023-05, which is a resolution approving the parameters of the bonds to be issued. And I'll turn the floor over to Aaron here. Aaron, do you want to introduce this item?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give my spiel that Matt's heard a couple of times, but is new to you guys. So this is the parameters resolution. As the name implies, what we're doing here is establishing parameters for our bonds. And state law authorizes this, not just for PIDs, but also for all sorts of governmental entities, cities, counties, various districts. So this is a similar process that other entities use and state law allows, where you approve maximum principal amounts, maximum interest rates for the bonds, and then you designate officers who can approve the final terms of the bonds so long as they're within the parameters that you establish. So, setting the outward limits here and then designating officers. And so in this case, what we've done is the designated officers are actually any member of the board, and then allowing the chair, vice chair, which the district doesn't currently have, but may at a future date appoint, to sign the documents and then to be certified by the clerk secretary. And then just another thing, a couple items that I would flag for you on this. So we've set the what's been requested is a maximum parameter of $28 million. I just note that this is contingent upon the governing document amendment that's been proposed to the city being accepted. If the city doesn't make that approval, then we'll still just be subject to the prior limit of the governing document. But this way allows us that if that amendment is approved, that you could issue, the full $28 million. The other parameters that we have here is maturing within 31 years, which is in compliance with your governing document, a price of not less than 95%, interest rate of not to exceed 12%, and a maximum mill levy of 10 mills of 1% for up to 40 years. And I would just say, these are outer parameters. That doesn't mean you have to accept an 11% rate. These are just in case you have, say, a subordinate piece or something that ends up with a higher interest rate. You have the right, but not the obligation to approve mm-hmm. that. So don't take this as an assumption of this is what the market's going to give you. These are just parameters. The other items that you have in front of you that's been sent that this approves is the indenture, bond purchase agreement, and continuing disclosure agreement in the forms that have previously been circulated. And then also the use of a limited offering memorandum and a preliminary limited offering memorandum in substantially the form of the preliminary limited offering memorandum that's been previously provided. So that's what you're approving today. You know, just to also flag a few items, you know, there's other language in here that states that, you know, one, you're not going to issue the bonds until you have the property owner consents, which I know are, you know, being worked on, but also that you reserve the right not to issue the bonds for any reason. So like I said, you're, you know, declaring your intent, you're fulfilling the statutory requirements, but none of this is binding. Nobody could force you to issue bonds because you've adopted this. Real quick, one item that we do need to figure out is the scheduling of a public hearing so that we can get that in the notice that's going to go out to the newspaper. It based on the deadlines for publication for the physical newspapers that go out, it looks like we'll be able to publish Wednesday of next week, either in the Tribune or Deseret News. Both would be newspapers of general circulation. But do you guys have a preference between the Tribune and Deseret News of where this would go?
I would pick the Trib, but it doesn't matter really to me.
Okay.
And yeah. Aaron, I'll just jump in and offer that Natasha had circulated some potential dates and times for the public hearing. We had proposed Monday the 6th, Tuesday the 7th, or Thursday the 9th. I assume those dates still work within the.
We actually because the newspapers now only publish like 2 days a week, and the deadline to get in the weekend paper is, you know, today in 15 minutes. We're going to be pushed to Wednesday, and then when you tack on the 14 days prior, that'll push us to the 9th, so Thursday or any time after that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. So Thursday the 9th at 2 p.m. we have available. And just looking beyond that, we're available anytime, I think, on Friday the 10th.
The 9th or 10th are just fine with me. Does the board have a preference?
Either is fine for me.
Yep, either works for me.
Yeah. Can we go with Thursday? If I can keep a meeting away from Friday, I do it I can. So
yeah. Okay, let's plan on Thursday. Thursday the 9th at 2. Natasha will send out her regular emails and invitations. So and that will, of course, be that public hearing will be part of a board meeting. So we'll also take care of the treasurer appointment issue at that same meeting. And we may have a couple other things that we can slip on that agenda as well, just as we continue to put all the pieces in place to get ready for the bond issuance. So, okay. But it shouldn't be a long meeting either way.
Great. So I'll plug this in on our side, and then Natasha, I think you know the drill, but just once you get a Zoom link for that, if you will send that to me today, myself or Francisco will plug that into the notice, and then we'll get that to you and we'll get that to the newspaper.
Perfect.
So March 9th at 2 p.m., we'll plug in that meeting ID and passcode and all of that. And I'll just note that we will plan to get that into the Salt Lake Tribune on Wednesday. And just, you know, for the record, and you know, as part of kind of the approval, I just recommend, you know, if there somehow is any issue, we'll put it in the Deseret News. There shouldn't be an issue. We do this all the time. But if there was a hiccup, we'll put it in the Deseret News. But plan will be Tribune. And that rounds out this parameters resolution. So are there any questions that you guys have for me before you guys entertain the motion?
I don't.
Okay, we'd invite the board to make a motion then to approve, and you don't have to read the whole thing. If you want to just make a motion to approve the resolution by number, that would be sufficient.
I so move.
We have a second.
Second.
All right. We'll give that one to James. I think he beat you out, Heather.
He did.
All right. All in favor of approving the motion?
Aye.
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 Thank you. That was unanimous. Okay. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate your help with this, as always.
Yeah, no problem.
You're welcome to hang around, but if you...
I've got a few things to get done, so I'll jump to that. But thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
See you.
Thanks, Aaron. All right. We just have a couple of items. These are some housekeeping things. We've visited before about having the district retain CLA for some different tasks. One of those is, of course, that they're preparing a cash flow forecast, which is required as part of the process of getting the bonds ready for issuance. And so item two on the agenda is to approve their engagement for that specific task. I think that Natasha circulated copies of the engagement letters. In fact, they may have come to you a couple of different times. So their CLA is not here to answer questions for us, but are there any questions or discussion of this item in particular?
No.
No, we met with someone from there before in our last meeting. So,
okay. Great. Well, we look for a motion to approve, and this is authorizing the chair of the board to go ahead and sign the engagement with CLA for the cash flow forecast.
I so move.
Second.
All right. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 And that was unanimous. Thank you very much. Item three is also an engagement letter for CLA, but this one is for accounting services, which will continue beyond the issuance of the bond. And we've talked before about the services that they provide as far as budgets and compliance with the state of Utah and some other things. So any questions about this before we entertain a motion to approve?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Look for a motion then.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And that was also unanimous. Thank you. Okay, last item is to consider approval of an engagement for bond underwriting services by D.A. Davidson. And I think Ben is still with us. Ben, anything you want to say about this? Maybe we lost him.
No, he's there. He's muted.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he walked off.
He's off getting bagels.
Apparently. It shows that he's here, but it is muted, so.
Okay. Well, if he pops up here in a second, we can give him some time. But basically what this engagement is for the underwriting services associated with the bonding. D.A. Davidson, of course, plays a critical role in not only structuring the bonds, but also taking the bonds to market and finding the investors to purchase the bonds that are issued. And so obviously critical part of the team. So mm-hmm. Any questions about this one?
No.
Nope.
Okay, look for a motion to approve this as well.
Go for it, Heather. You want to do it?
I so move.
I second that motion.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And that also passes unanimously. Thanks. That is all we had on the agenda today. Are there any other items that the board wants to discuss before we take a motion to adjourn?
I don't think so.
I guess I just had one question. I think we mentioned before, Matt, we've got close to $2 million in expenses that have gone toward PID expense, PID type expenses already on the project. Those get reimbursed when?
Yeah, so
them.
I assume those expenses are in part going, that they went towards in part public improvements that you've already completed, and part of those toward all of them. Okay.
Yeah, we're only talking about PID level stuff.
Okay. You also are potentially have some expenses as well with issuance of the bonds and creation of the PID. So those administrative expenses that are associated with issuance of the bonds, those can actually be reimbursed. And I think that the bonds will be structured so that that portion of the costs can be reimbursed immediately upon the closing of the bonds.
Mm-hmm.
The reimbursement for the improvements that have been made should be able to happen shortly after that. In fact, one of the things that I'm going to bring to you in anticipation of our next meeting is the agreement between you as the developer and the PID as to how reimbursements for public improvements will happen.
Okay.
And so that's one thing that if you'll give me a few days to get a draft of that out to you, I think that will make more sense, because that will address not only your initial reimbursement, but going forward as you complete additional improvements as well.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in a nutshell, the process is that as improvements are completed, the PID will just require an engineer to sign off to say these improvements, you know, are completed or partially completed. They meet, you know, the city's requirements, building codes, standards, and things like that. And once that certification takes place, then a requisition request goes to the bond trustee, who holds the funds, and that reimbursement would be paid at that point.
Okay. And if there is a part of future improvements that we end up doing ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Could you explain the requirements there to stay within perhaps city protocols for getting bids, or be the low bid or whatever?
Yeah, very, very, very similar requirements. In fact, the agreement that we use does actually allow the PID to not only reimburse for improvements once they're completed, but it does also allow the PID to pay contractors directly if there's reason to do that. And so, you know, that's we can talk about that in more detail once you have a draft in front of you of that agreement. But we try to make it as flexible as possible, but also mm-hmm. still, you know, make sure that we're doing proper due diligence on the PID side to make sure that, you know, funds are only going towards appropriate improvements. So,
right. And I think if there was something in the governing document that talks about that, does that trump anything that you might write up as our operating agreement?
Yeah, the governing document is going to be the controlling document. Yeah. So whatever the city has approved or not approved in the governing document, we will have to comply with.
Okay, I think there is some language in that.
Yeah.
So once we see what we can do, then James and I would make the decision on how we would go forward.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, and like I said, we should have an opportunity prior to the next meeting to, you know, exchange comments on that proposed agreement, which will govern how this will happen. And then ideally in our next board meeting, when we have the public hearing on the parameters resolution, the board can then approve that agreement. So,
okay. And of course, as you put that agreement together, you'll be referring to the governing document with the city.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Okay. Great questions. If there's nothing else, I'd invite a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you all. Hope you have a great Friday and a nice weekend.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Good weekend.
All right.